This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, supposed to be elite. But I told that be so awesome and not down and be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was a for the fans, it would have been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 170 of the Trophy Horse Podcast. I am I Yield to No One, this week's host. Joining me today is Donnie.
What up, Devil People? And I'd be willing to say something, but I can never think of anything to say other than greeting you with a what up, though.
Greetings and salutations.
And that familiar voice is none other than Chump Solo himself, Tricky Mick.
He didn't introduce you as Chump Solo. He just said Tricky Mick. So you can't speak.
No. He said my name associated with that, and I'm not answering.
This is going to be a two-man show this week because he's pouting.
I gave Parky credit for the joke, but that is not going to be a running thing on this show.
It's the same thing as a chump trophy chump, but, so what's the difference?
But I do have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Where do vegetarian detectives go on stakeouts? Where do vegetarian detectives go to eat on a stakeout?
Okay, where do vegetarian detectives go on a stakeout?
No, I'm asking you. I don't know the answer.
Well, I don't know the answer.
Donnie?
I'm not a vegetarian.
I have no idea.
Okay, you guys killed the joke.
What? You're supposed to just say the punchline if we don't know.
There is no punchline. What's a vegetarian?
Okay. They don't eat.
Yeah.
They don't eat meat. So where do they go to eat on a steak out?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, Tricky, come with something funny.
That is funny. You guys
like always come with something funny.
I was expecting a punchline after that, you know, because a steak out meaning two things. All right, what's...
That was
the punchline. Worst joke ever.
Screw you, man. As usual,
epic.
Screw you, buddy. Screw you. I'm sitting here wearing my Operation Supply Drop 8-bit salute shirt.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
So let's get into our updated trophy counts. I will go first. I am a level 19 trophy count of 3,049 and a platinum count of 35. Yes, I got a nice shiny new platinum this week.
What would that be?
I platinumed Beyond Soul Suspect.
Beyond Two Souls?
I did that for Donnie. Yes, okay. I platinumed Beyond Two Souls.
You know, maybe if people actually got the name right, they'd still be in business.
It's Beyond Two Suspects.
No, it's Murder Two Souls and Beyond Soul Suspect.
You're right. That's the DLC.
See? So, Donnie, where are you sitting at?
I'm at level 25, just tripped over that marker of my very last trophy I got. And trophy count is 5230.
You mean level 26?
71.
You mean?
Oh, I got level 26. I could have sworn it was level 25. I thought I updated that. I'm assuming you played with it.
No, I'm looking at I'm level 26 and you were one level behind me. So if you just tripped a level, that means you're on level 26 now.
Oh, okay. I thought I tripped over to 25. Well, yep, I'm at 26 and 1%.
All right. Wow, this is going to be a great show.
It is, isn't it? All right, Tricky.
And you didn't even mention that Alex isn't here.
Yes. I was going to get to that. Probably when we got to what we were playing. But yes, Alex is not here this week. He had to work. So unfortunately, our Sandos less.
Sandos less.
Sandos less. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was decent.
That's a whole lot better than eating steaks.
It was decent.
Still better than yours.
It wasn't well done. It was just maybe medium rare.
Yes, Donnie, you are a level 26.
Yes, you are.
There.
And you guys just skipped over my second joke. Come on, you guys are killing me this week.
You're killing yourself. You got poor setup.
Well, I said the joke wasn't well done, only medium rare.
Yeah, and I heard it, and I didn't go with it.
Yeah, again, tricky. It failed.
You guys are so happy with that to you.
We need to do a sound bite, so when he does something like that, you can just plug in epic.
Hey, those are well thought out jokes. Your brother, Mr.
Well put out when the person.
Your brother, Mr. Homer gets duff, has no problem with my jokes.
Well, we won't go with his joking ability then.
What you saying? Yeah, you saying your brother doesn't have a sense of humor? You saying your brother doesn't have a sense of humor?
No, I'm not saying he doesn't have a sense of humor. Not be a very good sense of humor.
Oh, calling him out.
If he's laughing at you, it's the same sense of humor you got, so.
I am level 26, total trophies of 5,023, and a plaque count of 38. I gotta get cracking. Donnie's starting to catch me in, he's in my 500 trophy buffer. I'm not happy here.
Oh, yes, he is. Go get him, Donnie.
He's only 7 deep right now, but he's in there.
Get him, Donnie. All right, and Donnie, what have you been playing this week?
I play some Saints Row. That's pretty much it.
Which one?
Saints Row 4. I got the 2 DLCs, which it's not worth the money. It's not worth the $6 each. But I got them just because, you know, I mean, I like Saints Row 4, and I got the trophies for them. And
it's a good thing Jeff Hanna isn't on this week.
It kept the comedy. It stayed true to Saints Row. And, you know, I like Saints Row. It's a lot better than Watch Dogs.
Hey, Donnie.
Oh,
Donnie,
here we go.
Donnie's just being honest.
No, Donnie's just making a joke about last night.
Yeah, well, no, I know. I'm talking about the DLC.
But it's I made a joke, but it's true, though. So it's a true joke.
But see, it wasn't a joke because it wasn't funny.
It was funny.
We'll let the listeners decide that. Tricky, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a whole lot of The Last of Us Remastered. I've also been playing a lot of Borderlands 2 with you, your brother, and Prepare to Die, Earthscum. And I am currently playing Treasures of Montezuma Arena.
Let's see here. I've been playing the usual iOS games, Pocket Trains, Tapped Out, Plunder Knots. I have playing Beyond Two Souls because I got the platinum. Borderlands 2 with Tricky, Homer Gets Dust, Prepare to Die, Erskum, and Hafling. And that's it. I'm debating about what new game to start. I've got such a big backlog of games. I don't know what I'm going to dive into what I'm going to finish. No, I don't have a PS4 yet. Well, go ahead.
I got the DLC. I have played the first episode to Back to the Future, and that junk sucks. I thought I'd give it a try just because I like it. Is that made by Telltale also?
Yes.
And I have some DLC too, so when you guys get done.
Oh, man, that must have been like the prototype of their game career or something.
Cause it is.
I did not like it.
You can tell, because even if you go back and you play like Tales of Monkey Island, you can tell where how far they've come from, you know, The Walking Dead. Because Back to the Future was before The Walking Dead. So I went back and played the Back to the Future. Yeah, but once you play The Walking Dead, it's like, whoa, you can tell the leaps and bounds that they've made. But I still enjoyed the game for what it was. It was my story.
I couldn't even get down with the story. Like, I like the movies. I started watching the movies again because that's why I held back for so long from playing it, because I have all the episodes, but now I'm about to delete the rest of the episodes.
Are you playing? So you're playing on the PSN then?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe you gamified it.
No. But yeah, I wasn't going for the plat after I played the first episode anyway. If I did gamify,
well, you wouldn't be able to get the plat on the PSN.
like yeah. I said, I wasn't going for it anyway if I had the disc version, because after the first episode, I don't want to play them again. They're about to, they're taking up space on my hard drive now, so they're about to
So delete it and then gameplay it.
I'm not going for the plat because the first episode deterred me away from the rest of the game.
See, I knew you
whack.
Didn't. I know you didn't like real good games.
Anyway, Tricky.
Yes, sir.
What DLC do you have?
Oh, I played the first episode of The Wolf Among Us.
All right, no spoils because I haven't no spoilers because I haven't dove into it yet. I've just played the demo. That's all I've played.
Right.
So, how is it so far?
Story-wise, I'm going to say it's pretty interesting because of how it incorporates other things. And I have to say it that way just because otherwise, not really that it's a spoiler, but it's just a
ruins a surprise.
It when you play, you'll understand what I'm saying. It doesn't spoil anything. It doesn't. It's not anything like, oh my god, you know, why the fuck did you tell me that before it happened? But it's one of those things, it's like, it's a nice thing for you to figure out as you go.
Okay, I understand.
I'm halfway through the first episode. From what I read, because, you know, I looked on up on PlayStationTrophies.org or .com, I don't know which one it is now.
.org.
This isn't like The Walking Dead where you can just play it and you have to go through and you'll get all the trophies. You actually have to go back and replay certain parts of the chapters and whatnot. So it's not a quick run through, but it says you can get a plat in about 8 to 10 hours. So I'm gonna work on that, try to have it for next week.
I've also got something to say about
Beyond.
I used PlayStationTrophies.org's guide. And they only rated it like a 2.5 out of 10 for platinum difficulty.
What, a Wolf Among Us?
No, Beyond Two Souls.
Okay.
And I can understand why it got that rating because, I mean, it's not overly difficult. But if it wasn't for the guide, getting the platinum is pretty hard because there are certain things that you have to do or answer certain ways or certain trophies you can't chapter jump. You have to play from point A to point B. And trying to figure that out without a guide is actually a little more difficult than a 2.5, I would believe.
Well, I don't think they base the game on how hard it is to do it without a guide. I think they base it on what's the difficulty of actually doing it in the game.
But I feel that they should do that. They should base it on without help. Because, like Gil just said, it is quite difficult to know what you might have to... People not even going to think about they have to... keep everybody alive. They're not going to think about they have to keep this person alive. People are not going to think about certain things like that in the video game in order to get a trophy. And then who's to say that's really what you have to do in order to get the trophy? So they should base that on whether you need help or not.
But that's not how difficult the game is. That's how difficult it is to get the trophy. The trophy guide is a basis of how hard it is to get the trophy. Now how hard it is to get the trophy without a guide.
But that's understandable, but like you just said, they said a 2 point whatever in order to get the plat for this game, but in order to get the plat for this game, you have to do those certain things, and without you actually doing those certain things, yes, you need, yeah, Tricky, you're right. It is difficulty, it's a guide to how hard it is for that trophy, but without that trophy, you can't get the plat. So they should incorporate that into the rating system for how difficult it is to plat a game.
Either incorporate it or have a separate rating. You know, we believe it's a 2.5 out of 10 to get the platinum.
Say it's a 2.5 to get the platinum, but without the guide, it's like an 8.
Yeah, it's like an 8. Exactly.
I think it's fair.
You know, because I mean, I understood how they rated it. But I'm just like, well, yeah, but, and I think in parentheses they put with guide. But I'm just like, but I think they do that with all their ratings.
Yeah, they do.
But I'm just like, but don't have the guide. This isn't a 2.5. You know, to me, it'd be like different, like Uncharted. Really, the hardest part in Uncharted sometimes is finding all the treasures. Everybody kind of knows that. You know, you're crushing. Can be hard or a little bit easy depending on which one you're playing. But this one, It is about a 2.5 because there really is no difficulty to it. If you're a seasoned gaming veteran, pretty easy game to play. You're just along for the ride.
Even the seasoned gamer will have to think about what the heck I have to do in order to get this trophy to pop.
I mean, I understand what you guys are saying, and I don't disagree to a spot, but I think you're asking for too much to go. You know what? Because as gamers, and I say that, but I don't mean that meanly. I'm just saying, as gamers, we want. I mean, ultimately, the end result of a gamer is to play video games. Us chasing trophies, some people may say it's childish. Some people say it's pointless. You know, why are you going after this, you know, imaginary thing? You know, this trophy that's not real, but is.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing as you besting your own lap in your favorite track field in real life. It's the same reason you try to best yourself at the gym from what you did last week.
I'm not debating whether or not we should be trophy hoarders. I'm just saying that, you know, I
kind of understand where you're coming from when you say you might be asking for too much because the person who made this guy did it somehow. But at the same time, who's to say that this person who made this guy didn't get help, but just didn't mention that they got help?
How do you know they didn't read the guy themselves?
I didn't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, in this case, I will say that the Beyond Two Souls guide did make a comment at the very start of the guide that he had a lot of help from a lot of people testing theories, find out which ways was the way to do it, what you had to do, if you could chapter jump, if you couldn't. So,
fuck was that?
Thank you. I appreciate the applause. Thank you.
But yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
I was gonna say yeah. They do not to bash those. PS3trophies.com/.org people, but they do give kudos to people who come up with some of these strategies in their
We don't want to bash those people because I believe all of us use their guides quite.
Oh yeah, and people come to if they listen to some of our tips, you know, they get it from us too. We just don't post them
up on the site.
We don't post literature up.
We're working towards that, maybe, hopefully. We're trying to build a...
Yeah.
So, that being said, you ready to get into some news?
Yeah, let's get into some news before I forget about it forever and
all right.
ever.
Donnie's going to roll his eyes about this, but I put this in here for my own too. But the Library of Congress found a Duke Nukem game that was never published.
I was kind of rolling into that for you to like segue. Can I say it before I forget about the news forever and ever?
Forever, ever?
And ever, ever.
Anyway, apparently there was a Duke Nukem Critical Mass that was made, yes, also made for the PSP, but it was never released.
Was this around the time that we should have been waiting for Duke Nukem Forever?
Probably, hence the title of Forever, Ever. In my show notes, what I did there. apparently, a gentleman by the name of David Gibson found it, wrote it on their. And I lost it. They wrote it on the Library of Congress's website, I believe.
It's really not that much important to be thinking about it that hard.
Yeah.
So it's Duke Nukem game that never got released.
I didn't know that the Library of Congress kept. Record of video games that were released.
Well, they had to complain about us killing folks in the streets. So they had to keep archives like that. Yeah, we killed this person because we thought that person was a pig from outer space.
And Detroit,
we had to nukerize them.
Detroit has their own wing in the Library of Congress.
We had to nukerize them. So yeah, they have to keep that up there.
Donnie, this other little bit of news, you'll have a heyday with this. Apparently, video game industry is out of gaming ideas because we have yet another reboot heading to the Xbox One and the PS4.
Oh,
it's Sleeping Dogs, the definitive edition.
So I was just gonna say this: are these remakes, or what they're trying to call HD editions and definitive editions, are they taking place of the Game of the Years now? Because it can't be this many Game of the Years that come out the same
they can't call them HD remakes anymore, because going from one generation to the other
generation,
it's not a HD remake. They're calling it a definitive edition. This is what they called Tomb Raider, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs are made by the same company, Square Enix, so their versions are going to be called definitive editions.
Like the title itself says, and they only said it one notch better than what I said before. Yes, they're running out of ideas. You don't see it. They're trying to use this as an excuse to hold people over until the big games come out that people are really waiting for, which that's how I look at it. And like I said before, they're having enough practice with these HD remakes, these HD to HD remakes, or definitive edition. Defective, in my opinion. They're not defective.
Defective edition.
Defective developers. That's what they are. Defective developers.
I'll say it again. Because I am getting a little...
I don't care. I don't care about the people who haven't had a chance to play it before. Either go buy it on that system that you already have it on, or you skipped it. Just like we skipped...
That's not what I was going to say, Donnie.
We skipped Halo?
This is for the people who haven't had a chance to play it before.
That's not what I was going
to
say, Donnie.
I don't care about them people.
That's not what I was going to say,
I didn't play Halo.
Donnie.
Well, I did play Halo 1 and 2, but the thing is, I didn't have an Xbox. So
Donnie's going on a 5-minute speech, and that's not what I was going
to
say.
I don't have an Xbox, so I chose not to play Gears of War. I didn't have a Nintendo at the time, so I chose to play Genesis. And I didn't have N64 at the time, so I chose to play Nintendo. So those games, I either had to buy the system or borrow for a friend. I don't care about remaking these games for the 8th time, because they're going to remake it again when Station 5 come out and say, you love this game so much, let's remake the remake of this remake and put it on Station 5. skip those people who haven't played it.
Are you done?
It's no fault you haven't played it. Yes, I'm done now.
Because that's not what I was going to say, Donnie.
Okay, what is the devil inside you want to say this time?
There's no devil inside me. I think this is what companies are doing to learn how to program for the PlayStation 4.
Oh my goodness! No, I will hand it to you, Tricky. That is new.
If you think about it, you have the Rise of the Tomb Raider coming, and this is the way I look at it is you have an established game that you know works, and they're using the resources they have of an already established game to make sure that they can program properly for the new games. Now, whether or not, you know, going to what you said, yes, that could be the reason that they're saying, but I think the underlying reason of why they're doing this is to learn how to program. That's why I think we got The Last of Us Remastered.
These are the most experienced developers. They've been in the game
since the
80s.
How long,
and yet they got to learn how to program now.
How long after the PS3 was launched did we hear that companies and developers were having problems developing for the system? This way they've taken an established IP and they're upscaling it to make sure and to be sure about what they're doing so it doesn't delay future projects.
That's going to happen anyway. Future projects are always going to get delayed because that's just what they are known for now, and known for delaying projects.
Well, maybe
now.
They're trying to stop that in the future, Donnie. I like that, Tricky.
You said it in a you looking at it in a positive way, so I give it to you.
I'm saying is I think that's the underlying reason. That's the reason why we're getting a lot of remakes and, you know, definitive editions and remastered editions is companies trying to learn how to program for the new system. So when we get Uncharted 4, when we get Rise of the Tomb Raider, when we get Assassin's Creed Unity, they're all they know what they're doing already, so there's no delay in the future.
Oh, you know what's going to happen? You're right. I'm taking yours because I like that, because that's the positive way of looking at it. It's way more positive than what I said. Tricky, you're on to something. They found now when Uncharted comes out, or when does Uncharted supposed to come out? Next year?
February of next year?
Holiday 2015.
No, it's February. I think it's February next year.
Okay, February. I'm just going to say February 18th of 2015. We now know how to program for PlayStation 4. Let's delay Uncharted so we can put what we just found new into Uncharted now. So the delay process has started all over again.
What are you talking about?
So if you're
forget it.
If you haven't played Sleeping Dogs yet and didn't pick it up free when it was on Plus, pick up the definitive edition which comes with a 28-page concept art book on October 4th.
Which going to run you about $60.
Practicing.
It's going to run you about another $60.
Or you could have got it for free.
Been out for 4 years already.
I got it free from Plus. I never played it, so this is actually a good pickup for me.
I will play it for Plus because I got it for free, and I'm not going to play it for the PlayStation. Speaking of playing things on the PlayStation 4, apparently Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes sold 3-1 PlayStation 4 over the X-Bone.
I was going to say duh.
I put it in the show notes, kind of duh. It's obvious. Duh.
X-Bone 1. Hold on.
And it's not the fanboy. It's not the fanboyism.
Okay, it's not the... It's not the
X-Bone what?
It's not the X-Bone. It's the X-Bone version of the game.
Okay.
Either way.
Yeah,
well, it's the game sold three times more than the console. That's not the way it happened.
The game should sell more than the console itself.
All right,
also.
Sorry, it's the console version. But it's not because of my fanboyism that I put duh in the show notes. It's common knowledge that the PS4 has outsold X-Bone basically 3-1 as it is. Because of the price difference. You know, Microsoft just now dropped the price at E3 to be competitive with Sony. So, of course, more people bought a PlayStation 4. Therefore, that game's going to sell more on the PlayStation 4. So to me, although that's a nice little article, that's nice to put up for your shareholders and stuff, it's like everybody who follows this stuff with any kind of, not really diehardism, just follows it just a little bit, knows that, well, yeah, that's common sense.
Yeah, and well, plus, they break its home. It's home of... Well, I can't say that. It's home now because the original Metal Gear was Nintendo. Well, so it moved to Station and it made it his home for the longest now.
Do you think that there's any stock in what the article says about that the reason it sold better on the PS4 than the X-Bone is because there were more people that were attached to the series on the PlayStation side than it was on the X-Bone side?
Oh, of course that plays a part in it. Of course.
Well, that could very well be because it just now went multi-console. Like I've said in past episodes, most people nowadays own both consoles. So to sit there and go, well, you got these Xbox people who've never owned a PlayStation and now they're just getting into Metal Gear, there's probably a very small number that has actually done that. Most people that are diehard gamers, you know, own both consoles. That's why I said they're real. Up until Microsoft last year with their whole thing and Sony's, the console war to me was basically dead. Everybody was just kind of one big happy family because everybody owned all the consoles, if not the two major ones. So we are all pretty much in agreement, I would think, that
just
not
put
Naughty Dog.
Just stamp the duh on it. Just stamp duh on it and move on.
We're all pretty much in agreement that Naughty Dog does a pretty good job, if not top-notch job, on motion capturing, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, Square Enix looks like they're going to try to take it to the next step. They're toting that Tomb Raider will be pretty realistic, a lot more realistic than normal. Let me throw this at you. Normal facial motion capture uses 90 points of reference. They're coding a new device called MOVA, gives 7,000 points of reference. The lady that plays Laura Croft in the reboot of Tomb Raider, actress Camilla Luddington, who posted a picture on Twitter with her face all white dotted under black light.
All avatar-ish.
Yeah, all avatar-ish. Is apparently this is the new motion capturing they're using for the next Tomb Raider game, which Rise of Tomb Raider. So,
are this going to kill actors in the long run? You know, back during James Bond era, when they used to paint the actresses in gold paint, they suffocated because their skin couldn't breathe. Is this going to suffocate their skin also? Oh, that's some substance that y'all didn't know about, huh? My bad. Well, listeners, back when James Bond was real big, like Sean Connery,
the really good James Goldfinger, yeah,
Roger, what's his name?
Roger Moore.
Back during those times, they painted the girls that you see in the beginning of the title screen in gold paint, and some of them like fainted or died, because of the paint was made of lead, and their skin couldn't breathe. I hope her skin can breathe. I would like to see her in more Lara Croft games.
Gold. So I mean, gold. What do you guys think of this?
Pretty sweet technology. Yes, I've seen some of what they showed, and it looks good. But the question is, when it comes out, would it be like that? And what does it have on the Fox engine? Because Metal Gear made some pretty before its time graphics for Metal Gear. Like take the Metal Gear 4. Those graphics is killing a lot of games on the PlayStation 3 to this day still. Know what
awfully
I'm
quiet.
I'm trying to.
He's still on the gold paint.
No, I'm trying to recover from Donnie saying, "Is this gonna kill her?"
Well, I just dropped some knowledge, man. Come on, now how often do Donnie drop knowledge?
Donnie,
on
you
the show?
Dropped some knowledge, but that was just that question was from left field.
No, it wasn't. They painted her skin with this stuff.
They put fluorescent paint on her. Yes.
Okay,
but to say that
her
skin is suffocating, that was just...
I didn't
that,
say her skin.
Listen, I understand what you were saying, but that left field.
I'm just looking out for her health. Look at it. It looks like it's breaking out already with blue dots.
She's under a black light, Donnie.
What happens when you hang out with them avatar people?
Exactly,
oh my
man.
God.
You know, they carry diseases,
listen,
you know that.
I think as technology grows, we're going to see more and more realistic games. The facial captures in these games is getting better and better and better. I really want to see, and this is also going to be left from left field, but I want to see when we get to the technology that we can actually play a wrestling game that doesn't seem like a stiff wrestler, where it could be more fluent.
That's what she...
No, you know what? This brings me to a question that I wanted to ask for quite some time. How do y'all feel about real people as your video game? Shoot, those PC games that, like, I don't know if they still do them now, but those PC games where they had, like, real people and you just click on something to make the video progress. How would you feel about playing one of those type of games? Because me personally, I would like for them to do what they're doing now, do exactly what they're doing now, make it as super, super realistic as possible, but still throw that cartoon shade on there. Because I wouldn't want to look at I wouldn't want to play a video game that looks like how I see the real world. Because that's why we play video games, to escape the real world.
So you want them to go against being realistic?
No, I said I would want them to get as super realistic as possible. But you see how we see the world, how we don't see cell shades in the real world, how our eyes don't see trees or whatever we looking at in cell shade. I still want them to make it super realistic how we see the world, but throw that cartoon shade.
So you want to be as realistic as possible, but still be able to tell the difference between real world and...
Yeah, throw that cartoon tint on it, you know, that colorful tint on it, because to me it seemed less enjoyable, is that a real word?
Enjoyable.
less enjoyable to play a game that looks like how I see the world with my own eyes. I was still wanting to see the real world, but with a cartoon tint to it. Like, give me ultra 3D environment, graphics banging, but throw that cartoon tint on it.
I think you're contradicting yourself, Donnie.
No, I'm not.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think you're contradicting yourself. Because you're saying you want realistic, but you don't want it realistic.
No. Okay, look, give me 99% realistic, but that 1%, use that as cartoon shade.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think you're contradicting yourself, because you're going, I want realistic, but I don't want realistic. Unless I'm just interpreting wrong, Yield. How do you feel about what he's saying?
No, I get what you're saying, and I can't explain it, but I understand it and I agree with him. You know, you make it more real, but don't make it so real that it's just it's not an actual actor, because Beyond did a really good job of that looking like Ellen Page. What we want is we want it to look real. We don't want the stiffness. We want fluent motion, facial expressions, and all that. But yet want it to look like a video game.
Here's a real good example, because a lot of people didn't know this was a animated movie until they said it was an animated movie. Beowulf. Beowulf looked at super, super realistic. It looks like I was looking at friggin' any other movie that's not an animated movie. But come to find out, Beowulf is an animated movie. Now, that is what I'm talking about. That's a real good example.
I just don't know how to respond to that, Donnie. I mean,
how we're going to respond to that? Moving on. Going back to the Tomb Raider thing, there is a game coming out later this year called Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris.
Right.
How you say that. It's comparable. What's that PSN game that came out on the PS3? Yeah, help me out. Guardians of Light?
Guardians of Light.
Okay. It's kind of in the realm. I think it's exactly in the realm of that kind of game. Twin stick shooter.
It is.
So they announced that there will be a gold edition for X-Bone, the PS4, and the PC. The gold edition comes with a 3-inch Lara Croft figurine, which looks kind of cool. An art book with exclusive art concepts, a folding map of the overworld, and the season pass. Season pass will come with all future DLC, including Icy Death and Twisted Gears Pack. And it will provide you with additional costumes, new tombs, unique rings, amulets, and weapons. On top of that, you have your supplier pre-order bonuses. Steam has a Hitman pack. Get Hitman skins, including silver balls and the Agent Ring, which increases weapon damage, stronger bombs. Amazon's offering the Deus Ex pack, which grants you Adam Jensen's combat rifle, augmented ring, which reduces cost of treasure chests by 10%. GameStop is giving you the Lara Croft Legend pack, gives you nostalgic Tomb Raider skins, a golden pistol, and the legendary ring, which offers health regeneration and a more powerful torch. Now, after all that being said, that all sounds really good, but the reason I put this in there is because only North America gets it. You UK, you British folks, our brethren across the sea, you guys get hosed again.
Well,
all you get is the collector's edition. They didn't even say what the collector edition gets. So,
You get the game. You get the game in a tin can. Well, you get the tin can, but you have to pay for the game.
You have to pay for the game back separate. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be a downloaded title. The picture shows boxes that for, you know, selling point. It looks like it may be an actual disc version. I may have to pre-order this because that little Lara Croft figure would look cool on my by all my video game stuff. But anyway, I put that on there just for, I mean, not to poke fun at our UK brethren, but they kind of got hosed.
Again, I got another little question that it shouldn't arise a big a big conversation, but why do developers feel like incorporating other games that they develop into one game is cool? Because they did the same thing with the latest Tomb Raider game, this new reboot. You can get the Silver Ballers if you pre-order,
if you pre-order.
That's not really all that to me.
I didn't report that wrong.
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
No, I don't think I did.
Hold on, let me look on Amazon.
Look on Amazon.
Oh, I didn't want to say that outright because I could be wrong. But
no, that's fine, because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
The way I read it, the collector's edition is the gold edition.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Well, anyway.
Either
they put the lotion on the skin or they get the hose again.
Hold on.
Wow, that was a good one. Play the Jeopardy music, why not? By Tricky.
I had to incorporate all the violins and cellos into that.
Yep, that was really good, though.
thank you. But no, but how do you feel about that little statement I just made? Like,
I don't know. I mean, quite frankly, if I'm playing Raider, I want to play as Lara Croft. I don't want to play as Hitman or Deus Ex. You know,
I don't care for the silver ballers in Lara Croft's hands. I want her guns in her hands.
The different rings, different guns. Okay, I'll go with that. I mean, personally, for me, I'll probably get it from GameStop because I would rather have health regeneration or powerful torch. But I mean, to include that stuff, to maybe poke a nod at your other games, because maybe no one's played Deus Ex, no one's played Hitman. So if you want to make a little nod towards your other games, I'm not against it. It's kind of like a little Easter egg. But to actually put skins to dress Lara Croft up as Hitman or something, I would flick through it to go, oh, that's what it looks like? Nah, I'm playing as Lara.
Yeah, I never really care for skins, period, in any games. Other than if I can't change the clothes of my actual character, I don't want to play a Tomb Raider game as Joel. I don't want to play a Tomb Raider game as Nathan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as far as the weapons from your previous game put into the game, I don't really care for those either. I would rather for you to give me a bonus on my experience points, because this Tomb Raider, we know she's going to have to gain experience and you're going to have to do this amount of something to get these points to upgrade yourself. I would rather for you to just give me those up front.
Special edition is the gold edition.
Well, you know what?
The collector's edition is the gold edition?
Yes.
Well, the music stopped, so you're wrong anyway.
According to GameSpot, today Crystal Dynamics announced a special edition of the game, and it focuses on the Lara Croft Temple Arias gold edition. Includes in-game content, several real-world items, most notably a 3-inch figurine of Lara Croft. It says the Gold Edition also includes a physical map of the game's overworld and an art book. So it is the same thing.
I guess I was wrong.
So who's getting screwed in this is the Xbox players in the UK. Everybody else is getting it.
But if you got to ask about it, you deserve to get hosed anyway. Now we can move on officially.
Well, hey, it looks like it's coming out December 9th of this year. Yeah. I know what I'm asking for my birthday. Bam!
You'd have to rate the previous update to the update. So.
Anyway, it'll be a cool game because
don't say a cool game.
It was. Okay, fine.
That does suck.
Whatever, Donnie. It was
that
awesome.
That is not a Tomb Raider game.
No, you know what, though? I really enjoyed that twin stick.
No, it is a Tomb Raider game. It's not a traditional Tomb Raider game.
If that's the case, then the reboot Tomb Raider is not a traditional because you didn't really raid any tombs. Well, you walked in there, solved a couple of puzzles to unopen the treasure chest. That wasn't Tomb Raider. Raid more tombs.
Yeah, Tomb Raider because you raided it to get the treasure out of it. So that was Tomb Raider.
I think you're pulling hairs on that point.
All right.
Yeah, that was Tomb Raiding, and you raided like seven of them.
Nine.
So nine. Okay, so that was a Tomb Raider game.
Time to assemble
this
the Triforce.
This overhead bullcrap they got. Uncharted.
Yes, I put this in there when I first put it in there. I was like, a lighthearted romp. You know, Uncharted 4 will be a lighthearted romp. Like, oh, God, what are they doing? Then I read the article, and I'm like, oh, okay, I see by it.
It's not going to be as dark as The Last of Us?
Yeah, which that's what Uncharted is. Ethan Wells came out, and apparently he felt that he tell everybody that just because Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann are heading Uncharted 4... it is not going to be as dark as The Last of Us. Just because The Last of Us was more dark, more serious of a story, that doesn't mean that that's what the whole studio is transitioning into. They just did that, you know, for that game. Uncharted. They don't want to alienate the Uncharted audience. They want to keep it lighthearted and the comedy. And so they're not messing with it, is what they're saying.
That's a reverse rhetorical statement. What I mean by reverse rhetorical is that it didn't need to be stated at all. I'm not looking for Uncharted to be a Last of Us. I'm not looking for Uncharted to be anything else but Uncharted. There was no need for them to come out and say that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. If it hadn't have been, I'd expected Uncharted to be Uncharted until I read that headline, and I'm like, oh God, what are they doing to it?
So,
and
when I, yeah. So in Donnie's words, put a duh on this topic and move on.
Yeah, snap duh. And yeah, move on.
Well, that brings us to the end of our topics. Then we will go to the question or the email of the week. This came from Blind Mango. Says, "Hey guys, I'd just like to say some quick stuff. First, I'd like to congratulate Donnie on getting all of his gummy ship missions done in Kingdom Hearts. I knew you could do it. Can't wait until you get the platinum. Haven't gotten it already."
I was just doing what he just put in parentheses. LOL.
There you go.
But yes, I got the plat on it, and yes, those gummy ships were a doozy, but thank you.
Next, I'm not sure if you do this every episode and it just goes right past me, but what are your PSN IDs? For some of you, it's the same as your Twitter name, and apparently that must be just tricky. But you guys never really spell out those either. It's hard to find you guys on the PSN. Maybe spell out your PSN names every now and then, or add it to every time you post an episode on the site. I'm sure a lot of people would like to add you, but some of you never spell out or say your PSN names that often.
Well, your PSN name is the same as your Twitter handle.
My PSN name is the same as my Twitter handle, but I don't believe he follows me on Twitter. So, and Tricky has spelled that out before because I've asked him. Mine is I yield to no one, IYIELD 2NO the number 1.
I'm sorry, and I was going to add, like, that is a good idea, and I really don't understand why we haven't been doing this before, but yeah, we should have when we do our, well, you can catch us on Twitter, catch us on Facebook, you can also catch us on the PSN, has never come up, so I just thought about that also. Yeah, that is a good point, and good estimate.
All right.
We should do that.
And obviously, I'm Tricky Mick, same on Twitter, it's TrickyMic.
MOUSE.
Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck.
And mine is that DTN. I would have made it everything else, but I didn't know anything about the internet thing back then. So I didn't know that was going to be my handle and all that stuff. But it's that DTN, THATDTN.
Also spell out your Twitter handle there, Donnie.
YUNTWIS, Yun Twist.
And Alex, PSN, Raise Havoc, RAISEHAVOK. And his Twitter is Sondasaurus Rex.
Jumpy Alex.
I don't have that in front of me to spell it out. So
hold on. I'm gonna get it in a second.
Go ahead. Go look it up. I got something I gotta say. If you guys are going to add us either on, especially on PSN, especially with me, but the other guys, I will say for me, if you're gonna add me on PSN, tell me when you see the friend request where it's from, because I'm kind of going on the. Like everybody else, I don't accept friend requests.
Yeah, it's the same thing with me.
So if you don't tell me yet, I listen to the show, I'm probably not going to invite or add you. So, just throw that out there.
All right, and yes, Sondasaurus Rex is spelled Sondasaurus Rex.
Or you could have went to Discovery. .com and found
lost dinosaur.
Yes. he has a PS here. PS.
Well, I wasn't going to mention.
Oh, no. Yes. Mention that.
It seemed more technical. Okay. All right. So
no,
he has a PS.
Mention that because he needs to know who that is.
All right. So he has a PS. When you make a new podcast on provengamer.com, you guys seem to template and change episode 160. Embedded player with the latest episode embedded player. I wonder whose job it is to do that. Ha ha. Keep up the good work, everyone. Gee, Donnie, I wonder whose job that is.
I believe that's tricky.
I believe it is tricky. I wasn't going to throw tricky under the bus, but all right.
Okay. Yes, it's my job. No, it's not my fault. The embedded player that you see is a Twitch, is a Stitcher plugin. They recently updated their plugins where they do not update the episodes. So in order for me to do that, to embed the player, because I think I'm just going to take the player out altogether. In order for me to embed the player with the latest episode, I, one, have to post the episode, wait 4 hours for Stitcher to update, and then go in and get the embedded player for the newest episode, go back and put that into the post.
You got some infamous excuses.
Hey, Donnie, you want to take it over and do it? You're more than welcome to do it. But the embedded player is a Stitcher plugin that I do not have control over. It was supposed to update to the newest episode at the time, but they changed the way the plugins work. So it's either I do the latest episode and all the previous episodes. If I put in, like, for this one, 170, and you go back and you look for the embedded player on 162, then 162 is going to show you the embedded player is going to play 170. So it's either I don't update it or all of them update to the latest episode, and it kind of becomes pointless in either direction. So I might just be removing the embedded player altogether, which I don't want to do because I want our listeners to be able to listen to the episodes. But on the same token, it causes the confusion of why we got this email.
This first question of the week is what I came up with, reference to article. We kind of hit on it. So it goes as, is there such a thing as, quote, too real, air quotes, for a video game? Is there such a thing as too real?
I will go with no. And this is minus my description on the realism, how I want it to look. What I mean by too real, if you can incorporate real life into a video game, like a real life sim into a video game, it couldn't be too real for me. Matter of fact, it only can be less real, in my opinion. You can never, ever be too real in a video game, in my opinion.
I really don't know how I feel on this subject, even though I came up with the question. I really liked what they did with Beyond. It was the first video game that I've played that it didn't really feel like a video game. It was more of like an interactive movie. And that's what I tell everybody, that I'm like, you got to play this game because it's really good. But it's not a video game. It's an interactive movie. And I'm like, and people look at me kind of funny. And I'm like, no, you just got to play it. You'll understand when you play it.
Yeah, but how can you say a game like that to be too real because you're not doing anything?
Well, no. I don't consider it to be too real. I really like what they did. You know, it wasn't. There are some clunkiness at times, but everything, what's the word I'm looking for? It rolled really well, you know, it worked really.
Okay, I must admit, like, what I meant by, what I got from the too real quote is meaning something of the more the lines of, Grand Theft. Like, Grand Theft is less real than real life, in my opinion. Like, yeah, you do have, what I noticed this in Watch Dogs, where that Grand Theft don't have, at least I haven't seen it in Grand Theft, is that cops will pull over other people in the game, and they were, you know, they actually pull them over, and they would do their cop thing. Question them, like, if you walk up on somebody who got put over in Watch Dogs, you hear the cops ask them questions and stuff like that. What I also mean by what I get from the quote too real is that if you can put real life stuff in there, yes, they have games, the Grand Theft and Watch Dogs has, where the AI commits crimes and all that stuff, but that, they put it in there too frequently. Like, yes, crimes going on all the time where you are, but how often do you really see it like that? Like, you don't see crime like that in real life like you see on the movies and TV. And, yeah, I know it's a video game where in time is sped up for video game time, but you can make it, you know, less subtle. You know what I'm saying? Dude, y'all get what I'm saying? That's what I get from the quote, too real.
I got what you're saying. Yeah. Tricky, what's your thoughts on this?
I don't think they can be too real. I mean, I think ultimately, I mean, that's where we're going with our games, and I don't have a problem with it. I think the more realistic, the more you can relate to it, and where I'm taking...
I wouldn't say relate.
Where I'm taking...
But I say the more enjoyable.
Can I finish a statement without you interrupting there, buddy?
No, I don't want you to finish anything this week. This episode, I don't want you to finish anything.
I think that where I'm taking the realistic part of it is, I guess where I'm gravitating towards is the emotional feeling. I mean, I think one of the reasons why The Last of Us was such a good game is because so many people related to how Joel felt towards Ellie. And to bring out that real emotion, I think, is what is making games stand out nowadays. When we played Heavy...
In that case, then, playing Borderlands is really real for you, then, because when the spider ants chase you, you crap your pants.
Yes. thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome, my head.
To go back to, like, Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain really didn't tug on your emotion strings, but it made you... think about what you would do if you were in that circumstances. So,
I ain't cutting out my finger from the paper, man. You can have them. You can have
but,
them. Nah.
But, you know, the thing is like, that's where I'm taking the realistic point of view. Is like, I'm not looking for real life graphics. I'm looking for that emotional feel towards the game. And that's what gravitates me to games. And if I think you can't go too realistic in that aspect.
Okay. So we have another question of the week sent in via email from Homer Get Stuffed. I'll have to ask Alex this next week because I really think that
What is somebody crumbling?
This is a freakishly hard question.
Yes, man. It is a freakishly hard question. Donnie can take – I'll quit messing. Messing with stuff. Question number two is, if you guys had only one video game that you could play, and only one, for the rest of your life, what game would it
be? Oh, that's a freakishly
good question. Can I ask a question?
Why would you ask a question like that? That's the question.
Okay, what is your question?
Can this game be updated?
I didn't write the question, I can't ask.
Well, I want to say yes. I would assume yes because you're playing on next-gen systems, and next-gen systems has updates if you're connected to the internet. The update is not going to...
Hold on here. Let's get only one video game to play and only...
It's not saying it can't be updated. It just says you can only play this game.
No, but I'm just...
I'll play one game for the rest of your life.
But I will assume yes, because these games in the next gen systems can be updated. Whether it being, it's not going to add a two player on air. Most of these updates don't, and it's not going to. Most of these updates don't add DLC. They just tweak out things. So I would assume yes. Just what is your game, man? Because this is a freakishly hard question anyway.
Yeah, what's your game, Tricky?
My game, if it can be updated, I would choose an MMO. Kind of like
Warcraft
or DCUO or something like that. Only because of the fact that, yes, I'm playing the same game over and over again, but at least it will be supplied with new content. If it can't be updated, I would go with...
No, you choosing two games, but that's
cheating. No.
He's saying if it can't be updated.
If it can't be updated and I have to play with the core game that it is right now, I would say Metal Gear Solid 4.
Whew, that is hard.
Hey, Donnie.
Oh, man. I'm having a hard time choosing between Kingdom Hearts 2 and Uncharted 2. And the reason why I didn't pick Metal Gear is because it could be a shoot 'em up bang bang if you choose to make it a shoot 'em up bang bang, and that can get boring very quick. And Uncharted, even though I get told the same story over and over and over, it's so freaking fun. Kingdom Hearts the same way and colorful. So I think I'm going to go with Colorful Kingdom Hearts.
Let's see. I will do Keith's idea of
that's cheating, man. Y'all are cheating.
No, it's not, because we technically don't know how this question is asked. Evane, you're the last person on Earth, or you're on a desert island, and you're allowed to take one game with you. If you're on a desert island, it can't be upgraded. So
I'm just saying, though, but you should take that in consideration, because games now, whether you got a PC or a console, are updates.
No, I will answer this in a way of Donnie now that I think about what I was going to answer. I would probably, if I had only one game and one game only to play, as much as I love Uncharted 2, I would eventually get tired of that, because once you beat Crushing a few times, there is no more challenge. I would probably go on the lines of playing something like Skyrim or Kingdoms of Amalur, something along the lines that it takes, 100, 200 hours to beat the story, and you've got side quests, you've got a whole bunch of stuff that you can find. I would and those aren't my type of games, but that would probably be something I would play, because at least it'd be something new and something that I would...
Something refreshing.
Refreshing.
And I thought about that too, because I thought about making, picking a multiplayer game or a two-player game, so I could have at least somebody to play with. I'm not going to enjoy myself playing freaking World of Warcraft. I'm not going to enjoy myself playing any RPG other than Kingdom Hearts. And I can't do fighting games, because those get tired super quick.
Yeah, and I suck.
I'm not even excited for Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah, oh my god.
I'm not even excited for the first Mortal Kombat.
But I'm just saying, I would probably, since only one, only had this game to play the rest of my life, if I play pick a fighting game, master it for all this time, I finally get a chance to play with somebody and I lose, I kill myself. Like I played the game for 15 years.
5 years on the island.
Everybody.
5 years on the island. So that brings us to the end of our questions of the week. Listeners, if you have a question like Homer Get Stuff that you want us to debate or answer, send it in. We'll put it on the show. With that being said, we got housekeeping.
No housekeeping.
Proven Gamer is looking for writers, podcasters, editors, or video editors, news reporters. You can go to the provengamer.com, go to the Help Wanted tab up at the top of the screen, click on it, leave your resume or what position you would want to go for. Tricky will get back to resume. You in a timely manner. Hey, some people may have a resume. Maybe there's somebody out there who's like, I've written. You never know.
I'll tell you right now, you submit a resume, I don't care what position you're applying for, you're hired.
Oh, jeez. Well, sorry. Except for Rump Shaker, that has been closed.
Rump Shaker is included. If you apply, you submit a resume for Rump Shaker, you are hired, and I will fire Donnie or Alex, your choice, on the spot.
Well, put it like this. If you a chick, you most definitely hired. If you a guy, don't send it in, period.
I'll have the goddess review your resume video.
With that, we have other podcasts that you can listen to besides Trophy Horrors. Have PG Spoilers, which I do believe Tricky and Donnie made a new one last night about Watch Dogs, correct?
About Watch Dogs.
Okay.
Correct. And that episode was also overrated.
And I do believe, if I understood Twitter right, we have a new podcast on the website. Tricky?
Well, it's a old favorite coming back. Philosophy and RC Stash have decided to resurrect the fan favorite DCUO show, and they recorded their first episode today, and that will be premiering on the iTunes, and we will have some YouTube videos going up soon.
Well, that is very cool.
Listen to Stash, man.
And with that being said, PG Spoilers, just, you know, the four of us sitting around, it can be, you listeners, if you guys want to join in on one, or if you guys have an idea for one that you want us to debate, we can, or if you guys and your friends want to do a spoiler on a game that we haven't covered or a topic that we haven't covered and you guys are passionate about it and want to talk about it, you know, submit your idea to Tricky and he may go ahead and let you, you know, hey, go ahead, record it. And we'll put it on the show as kind of like a community cast. That's what the spoilers is kind of about.
Under my supervision.
Yeah, we mentioned on last night's episode of Spoilers. The problem with Spoilers, like the reason it took so long to do it on Watch Dogs, and we have one in the books, or one planned for Black Flag, the reason they take so long to do is because the only rule we have on that show is that there has to be at least five people to discuss it. And I only say that because it is a community show. It's about people getting together and expressing their opinions. And the problem with Watch Dogs or Black Flag is that sometimes we just don't have five people that have finished the game and are willing to talk about it or have the ability to talk about it. If you have an idea, it doesn't matter what it is. Even if we've done a show on it before, even if you want to go and record your own Tomb Raider PG Spoilers...
You gotta always bring it up
old stuff, man.
We
lost it. That's why.
We will air it for you. And all you have to do is let me know, and we will find a way. Either I record it for you, or you record it yourself if you know how to do that, and you submit it to me. And as long as you follow some simple rules, we will air it for you. We have no problem with that.
And pay that fee.
There ain't no
good.
Fee. It's free. Donnie's the only one that pays around here.
You can also check out our YouTube channel, as Tricky was saying. Apparently, there's going to be stuff on there. You go to YouTube, search Official Proven Gamer. You can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher. Please leave us a review. We want 5 stars.
That's right.
Everybody else asks for any kind of a rating. They're nicer. I want 5 stars. You can give us a 5-star rating and say, you guys blow. That's fine. You can tell us in the comments we suck. I want 5 stars. You can also contact us on through social media. You can contact the site. You can look at us up on Facebook. You can look up the show. Or not the show. You can look up the site at Proven Gamer. Hit the like button. Some of us have Facebook pages. Some of us don't use them. Tricky's the only one that uses them with any regularity. So go look for Tricky. If you want to really talk to us and argue with us and debate with us, find us on Twitter. You can find the show at Trophy Horrors. You can find the site at Pregamer. Find me at I Yield to No One. Donnie at Young Twist. Tricky at Chump Solo.
Were going to do that, you bastard.
I'm sorry. Find him at Chumpy Tricky. Sorry. At Tricky Mick. There, that's what it is.
None of those I have access to except for the last one.
And you can find Alex at Sondas Rex earlier in the listener how to find us. We will work on spelling at more often.
Or find them on discovery.com.
Or, yeah. With all that being said, we have some sponsors. Donnie, who are we sponsored by? That's right. We are sponsored by Amazon. Click the tab on the Gamer website. And go ahead along with your Amazon shopping. That helps out the site a little bit, keeps it up and running, and we appreciate that tremendously. We also have a GoFundMe page. We have started a GoFundMe page to get better recording equipment. That way it sounds better, and hopefully we might be able to add in, do a live show or add in, call-ins at the time. Ooh, speaking of call-ins, I forgot to mention the phone number. You can call us in, leave us a voicemail, tell us how we're doing. You can do that by, I believe, on the Facebook page. There's a button to hit.
Yes.
On the website, or you can call a phone number. Tricky, what's the phone number?
330-776-8369. That's 330-776-8369. Proven 9.
There you go.
Man, that was all backwards and unset.
And back to the GoFundMe since I'm changing gears. If you want to find the GoFundMe, because I've gone to the GoFundMe page, I've typed in Proven Gamer, I've typed in whatever, I can't find it. So write this website down if you want to donate to us. It's www.gofundme.com/gamer. That'll take you right to the GoFundMe page. If you feel like donating us some money for better equipment, go right ahead.
Or follow me or Proven Gamer on Facebook, and you'll see the updates that we post there too.
Okay, there you go.
that you post there.
With all that being said, I think we're good for some shout outs. Tricky!
I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who apparently is playing in the Water Park, and I'm not allowed to. I want to give a shout out to the goddess, who is a giant pain in my ass.
Just yours, man. Get some money.
Want to give a shout out to Lakira for having to deal with Donnie on a daily basis. Want to give a shout out to Yield, Prepare to Die, Earthscum, and Homer Gets Stuffed for playing Borderlands 2 with me. Also, Hayfling, who comes in with his awesome character and is just wiping people out.
Isn't our town living on this?
I want to give a twerp you to Donnie, who has not let me finish a complete sentence this entire episode.
That's right. This episode was not, I had no, nothing for your devilishness this episode.
Donnie, who's a giant pain in my ass.
Okay. That it, Tricky?
That's it.
All right, Donnie, what you got?
Well, give a shout out to the listeners as always. You guys rock. My family, they guys rock too. They guys rock. Those guys rock too. And guysettes, because I have female family members too. And the spoilers, that was a good show. I don't understand why I'm there all the time, but it was a good show. And Proven Gamer and Trophy Horse for giving me the opportunity to be heard throughout the world. Yes, that includes Tricky, because he's giving me the thumbs up. Yes, that includes you too, Tricky. I just didn't want to single you out because
just remember one thing.
It's a family.
Just remember one thing, Donnie. If it wasn't for me, you would nobody would even know you existed.
Oh, that'd be until I went to school. Then I would have known what a podcast was.
Did you walk into school one day and goes, anybody know what a podcast is? Yup, I do. I do, I do. Teacher, call on me.
I star on one.
What year? 2010, and I have yet to hear of a podcast ever in life until that time. And that's the end of my shout out.
You're talking too long.
I will give a shout out Donnie, Alex, who isn't here. I will give a shout out to Duff, Sarah Dyer, Scott Aflin, and Nick from Borderlands 2. We're all working towards our platinum in that. A shout out to Blind Mango for his listener email. And probably forgetting somebody, but we'll just end it there. I will end it with I don't know about the I'm kind of speaking for myself, but I would think that we're trying to build the site through the show and the writers as well as kind of what Sarcastic Gamer used to be with the big community, people playing games together and stuff like that. So I encourage the listeners to not only, divert your friends, check out the shows, check out the website, but, to try to build a community where we could get a forums going and stuff like that. So
also, I haven't played any games with the listeners. I played with a few.
We have had forums in the past.
I know, and they always get hacked.
And they get hacked, and they die out really damn quick. I will set up forums for the site. But
we got to have interest in it.
There's got to be some activity in there, otherwise it's just costing me money.
No. That's what I'm saying. We got to build the reputation, build a community. So we're working towards it. We've got podcasts. We've got good news feeds.
So you know what? Let's just start our new campaign today. Listeners, if you like this show, tell one person. And then tell that person, tell one more person. And the show will grow.
Yep.
That's right.
Don't be selfish. So, don't keep us to yourselves. Share us. We're whores. We want to spread our love around.
It's enough of Donnie to go around. Trust me.
So with all that being said, this is episode 170. And listen to me again next week. So go on.
Happy trophy hunting.
He's ass.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just don't forget to rate and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.